AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The East Coast is bracing for Hermine. The storm came ashore along Florida's Big Bend yesterday as a hurricane. High winds and strong storm surge swamping a number of small coastal towns. Vance Buford, who lives in Deckel Beach, Florida, says he has work to do.
Clean up, get everything out of the way to start with, and then build back the porch.
At least one death blamed on the storm, a homeless man killed by a fallen tree south of Gainesville. Power outages reported across much of northern Florida. Right now, Hermine is moving off this, is expected to move offshore, top sustained winds 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warnings up from North Carolina coast to New Jersey. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says Hermine will bring heavy rain, high winds, and a big storm surge to his state over the Labor Day weekend.
We're looking potentially at up to 10 inches of rain. This could be over a couple-day period.
President Obama, China's President Xi Jinping have formally signed on to the Paris Climate Agreement. Obama, after the ceremony today in China, says it's important for both countries to take the lead.
We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing, both the United States and China. We're leading by example.
Obama's in China for his final G20 summit, and while the pair may agree on climate change, there are a number of other tensions, including U.S. criticism of China over cyber hacking and human rights, and China's increased military activities in the South China Sea. New Jersey police say a suspect is dead and police officer seriously wounded in a shootout outside an Atlantic City casino. Police are looking for at least two other people thought to have been involved in the early morning shooting near the Caesars Casino parking garage. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis tells lay volunteers from around the globe that people need to resist the temptation to indifference to suffering. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected in St. Peter's Square tomorrow for the canonization of Mother Teresa as a saint. Hillary Clinton told the FBI it was up to her staff not to send her emails containing classified information.
Notes of Clinton's interview with FBI agents show her saying she neither sought nor obtained permission to operate a private email server, but none of her staff at the State Department ever questioned the practice. She also said she was unclear about the specifics of the classification markings some of the emails on that server contained. In a rare step, the FBI has now published documents from its probe of Clinton, which ended without charges being filed. Her campaign says the documents make clear why that was the right call, but a spokesman for Trump says they graphically illustrate her bad judgment and dishonesty. Mark Smith, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.